Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 1. Now from verse 8. Remember, verse 7, he said, unto godliness, brotherly kindness, unto brotherly kindness, charity. Then, hallelujah. He said, for if these things be in you, what are those things? Virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to stress something in that verse 8. That word there is barrenness. So it means you can be a barren Christian. What is barrenness? Barrenness is the estate where you are infertile, you are sterile, you cannot produce life. So he said, if these things be in you, and I want to say something, church. Tap your neighbor, listen to the pastor. There was something that caught my attention about an animal. As I come across that verse 8, I began to think, so a Christian can be barren. Amen. Then my mind went to an animal. How many of you know what a mule is? A mule. That is a mule. You have seen it on the screen? That picture there is a mule. Now, look at it very well. Now, look at the picture of a horse. Look at the picture of a horse. This is a horse. Is there any difference between that mule and this horse when you look at it like this? No. Now, look at a donkey. Hallelujah. Now this is a species. Praise the Lord. Now this is another species of a donkey. That's another one. Another donkey. Now, let me tell you who a mule is. That animal you see called mule, God did not create it. Listen very well. Because I'm giving you the condition of Christianity. Now, it is a product of the mating of a donkey and a horse. A horse sleeps with a donkey. Then the donkey gets pregnant and the offspring is what is called a mule. And that is contrary to the law of reproduction. It is a man that caused it to happen like that. Tell your neighbor, listen, pastor is saying something. You need to fear your neighbor, touch him. Now I want you to listen very well. Hallelujah. A mule. Now, when you look at that mule, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. It reminds me of another type of Christian. There are different types of Christians. Christians are referred to as fish. Fisher of men are evangelists. Peter, I will make you a fisher of men. Fisher of men. You go to the sea and fish. And the fisherman that throw his net there, what is he looking for? Fish. And I've said it here before, there are different types of fishes. But there are three distinctive types of fishes that is relevant to what we want to explain now. Hallelujah.
na fish oh.
All of them are fish. All of them are Christians.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, I'm a Christian. A blessing tongue. Okay, you are a Christian.
But among fish, 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 fish. Amen. There is a crayfish.
I've explained it before.
Who is the crayfish? They say my condition make crayfish bend.
You are the type of Christian that condition will make you bend, compromise your faith. You are crayfish. You are fish, but you are crayfish.
Then we have electric fish.
I've told you this before. Fish na fish, have you? You think say na Christian. You think say na fish. Very beautiful. You know the palm. Very attractive. No earring. Natural hair. They dress down. Brought down. Very beautiful voice when they sing. Wow. Very anointed. Prayer warrior. Wow. When you see grace. Hey, you desire to be like him. Then when you go close, say, brother, brother. Then you open up, brother, brother. Then you touch it. Hey!
Then you'll be shocked what you will find out.
Electric fish.
Then we have another fish
that have too many bones.
Too many bones. You cannot take it and eat normal.
You have to be very careful. When you are eating that fish, you have to be very, very careful because everywhere na bones. Amen.
Very carnal. Very carnal. Too many no-go areas.
Brother, I know they like noise. Brother, I know they like this one. Brother, I know they like this. Brother, I just you do me like every day complaining, every time very nagging. There are too many bones. You can't have a smooth relationship. You are another type of fish.
And so also, we have the mule Christian.
Hallelujah.
Now, and that is the kind of religion that is in the world today. So that you will see reason to make your calling and election sure. Hallelujah. Now, this is an animal that cannot. One characteristic of the mule is that it is sterile. That animal cannot father another child. So it remains on its own. It cannot produce life. Why? Because you ask him, he does not know who his father is or who his mother is. Ask him the name of his father.
He said, "A father now." I'm talking to somebody.
Okay, who is your mama?
It's God.
What is the name of your mama?
Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
What is the name of the father? Why? Because what produced him is not what produced the genuine Christians. What is it? Like the mule, a horse, and a donkey came together and produced that kind of animal. It is an hybrid animal. It's a hybrid. It's manufactured by man. Therefore, there is no life in it. So is the denominational Christianity. They came by the seed. They take the word of God and then mix it together with worldliness. And what does it produce? The type of Christians we see today. No life in them. But the real believer, the Bible tells us, hallelujah. I think 1 Peter
1:23 or so. Can we open it? Start from 22. It says, "See, you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfailing love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently." See how you are born again now. "Be born again, not of corruptible seed, but of" what? "Incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." Hallelujah. It was, amen. Two things produce that meal. Two things also produce the genuine Christians. The word of God. We receive the word of God, and then there is confirmation of the Holy Ghost. Seal not the Holy Ghost, whereby ye are sealed, confirmed until the day of redemption. Amen. See the new religion again. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It has a characteristic. That animal, mule there, is stubborn. Very, very stubborn. But very, very strong. And it is a workaholic. All they know how to do in the denomination is walk, 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 walk. If you ask them, "I'm a worker. I'm a worker." And they know nothing beyond that their denominational creed and dogmas. But he is sterile. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't see them producing Christ, but another strange thing entirely. You look at that animal, it be like horse, Abby. And it be like donkey, Abby. So if you look at it, what do you mean? What do you mean? Why? It is another strange manifestation. Denominationalism is another strange religion that was produced using the word of God and the doctrine of man, worldliness. Mixed together, it becomes adulterated. Denominational is Christianity adulterated. Why? Go to James chapter 4. Verse 4. See the way Apostle James put it. He said, "You adulterers," you would think that he's talking about fornication. When you read it, that scripture, he was not talking about a married man going to a married woman, no. A married woman going outside her wedlock. Listen to it very well. "You adulterers and adulteresses. Know you not that the friendship," can you see? That's where the adultery is. "The friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." Hybrid Christianity, the mule Christianity, is the adulteration of Christianity. The fashions of the world, worldliness mixed with the word of God, will produce what you see today. No life. Nothing there to produce Christ. And many of us are still suffering from that hangover. You don't know what God has pulled you out from. You come here and you just think it's another church. That's all. You know nothing else beyond that. Oh, praise the Lord. God hates it. It's an enmity with God. Why did God curse the serpent? It was because he did the same thing. Why will an animal meet with a human being? What did they produce? That kind of human being, Cain. Praise the Lord. And God caused it because he went and produced a hybrid contrary to the law of reproduction. There's a law of reproduction. You have to bring forth after your kind. And if you are born again by the incorruptible seed of the word of God, sealed by the Holy Ghost, then you will produce Christ. You cannot produce a worldly system. Like the mule. You don't know whether. What is this? Is he like, sir? Is he like, sir? The same thing. You go to churches these days.
You don't know whether you are in a nightclub or you are in a church.
Oh, they are calling Jesus. Peter is in a church. Oh, but see the way they dress. No, in a nightclub. So you don't know whether this is church or this is a social gathering. No. Hallelujah. We have our identity. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's nothing but an agenda of the Antichrist system. The fourth horse rider. What is it? It's a pale horse rider. And that pale horse rider is a mixture, color that comes out when you mix white and red. It is neither white nor red. It's pale looking. And it's not among the colors of the rainbow. So anytime you look at it, it be like say. Amen. You think they are Christians because they are calling Christ. Nothing but worldliness. Everything happening in the world is in the churches today. And they want you to think that the church of Jesus Christ, we know better. The gospel according to nature. We know, like the mule, that is how the denominational system is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The confusion in identity. Oh, glory be to God.